everyone. My name is Gabe, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I know your English will improve today. Now, can you imagine becoming a famous graffiti artist? In most places, graffiti is illegal. And if you're caught, you will be penalized. However, yesterday we learned about a secretive British graffiti artist who has become very famous for his street art in cities around the world. His name is Banksy. He not only has a large following on the internet, but also among artists. Well, today we are continuing this exciting lesson called Banksy and Street Art. We will be talking about how Banksy uses his art and Banksy's art at the 2012 Olympics. I wonder what this is all about. Well, let's go inside and find Rebecca.
Hey everyone, I'm Rebecca, and I'm so glad to be here to talk about Banksy and street art.
Well, we're talking about street art today, but there are so many different art forms, especially within visual art. Art has come a long way over the years, and maybe you know some popular artists, or maybe some classic artists. Rebecca, do you have a favorite artist?
Well, the first artist that comes to mind is Leonardo da Vinci.
Ah, yes.
Not Leonardo DiCaprio, Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes, you're right. They're very different people. For me, I would say Rembrandt is one of my favorite artists. Of course, he's not around anymore, but he painted some very thoughtful pieces. They make you think when you look at his artwork.
But you know something? The art that we're talking about today is totally different from Leonardo da Vinci and Rembrandt. We're talking about street art, and of course, Banksy. So I think we should get started with our first reading.
Banksy and street art. Although Banksy uses his art to comment on society, his popularity has likely come from his clever style. Street artists not only need to execute their message using only paint, but they also must use what is around them. One Banksy work became a sensation when the artist continued the yellow street lines and painted them up a wall. The lines then bloomed into a huge flower. Next to it, a character is resting, as if he had just painted it.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们要来看的是 popularity 这个不可数名词。POP 这个字根有大众的意思，所以 popularity 是指流行、普及或者是人气。例如 the band gained its popularity by touring. 这个乐团透过巡回演唱累积人气。或者是 the column talks about the increasing popularity of organic food in China.这个专栏提到有机食品在中国受到欢迎的情形，它的形容词是 popular, P-O-P-U-L-A-R, 例如 a popular computer game, 一个非常流行的电玩。接下来我们看的是 execute 这个动词，注意它的重音在第一个音节念成 execute, execute 是指实施或者是执行，例如 the surgery was executed with precision, 这个手术精确的执行，或者是 Our new personnel policy will be executed next quarter. 我们的新的人事政策会在下一季开始实施。
Okay, we're learning all about Banksy's art here, and we read, although Banksy uses his art to comment on society, his popularity has likely come from his clever style. Okay, so there are many people throughout history and in every age that like to comment on society, but he really does have a clever style. Now, let's talk about that phrase, to comment on something. What does that mean?
Well, when you comment on something, that means that you say something about a situation or, for example, I would prefer if you didn't comment on the event from last week. So there was an event that happened, and maybe things didn't go as well that I expected them to go, and I would prefer if someone just didn't comment on that event.
All right, so maybe you don't want people talking about it, verbally using their mouths and words to talk about something. So that is how we usually think about commenting about something. But here in our lesson, actually, you could comment on something without using any words from your mouth at all. Maybe you could even write a social commentary in the newspaper about a certain event or a certain issue.
And that's exactly what's happening in our lesson. Banksy is using his art to comment on society. So he's actually not saying anything, but through the pictures or through his artwork, he is saying something about society. Now that reminds me of something else. Maybe we call it a social commentary?
That's right, social commentaries, like you read in the newspaper. So, of course, you might comment on something in society. Now, you know, artists like to comment on society, but artists of all kinds like to. So not just visual artists, but musicians do as well. Actually, a lot of music is social commentary. People are commenting on society through their lyrics.
And the interesting thing is they're not necessarily directly saying anything about society. Well, our lesson continues. Street artists not only need to execute their message using only paint, but they also must use what is around them. Of course, they have to be very clever in order to use everything that's around them to make their art very effective.
That's right, and of course it's really special. I mean, they must have really great imaginations to see something normal or common and to make it into an interesting piece of art. Now, we see the word message here, and they use their paint to convey this message. That reminds me of a popular phrase, the medium is the message. Well, we don't hear it every day, but it is a phrase that came about a couple of decades ago. And this just means that the medium, like paint, will influence how the message is perceived. The medium is the message.
That's so interesting. It actually makes me more interested in Banksy, just knowing that his artwork is conveying or sending some sort of message about society.
That's right, actually. And there are so many different forms, so many different styles of art that you could do. Hey, speaking of which, music is an art form, sculptures. I wonder what your favorite kind of art is. Let's see what some people have to say about that. What kind of art do you like?
I like painting, for example, mountain, ocean, and birds, and I like moon and star.
I like sculpture, Delka.
Do you know any sculptors?
Yeah, my roommate, Xiao Ma. He got married last month.
I like music.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to Christian songs.
And what kind of art do you like?
I love music.
Do people ever tell you you look like a musician?
I am.
She is a musician. And are you up for the SC challenge? All right, well, what kind of art do you like? We read on here, one Banksy work became a sensation when the artist continued the yellow street lines and painted them up a wall. Well, he is quite a sensation. Let's talk about that word. If someone is a sensation, or if someone creates a sensation, that means they do something that everyone pays attention to, and everyone starts talking about it, and maybe that thing could become pretty famous.
Exactly, or you could also say that it creates a lot of public interest and excitement. So, for example, the news report created quite a sensation. Oh, you know that book? Wow, it created quite a sensation overnight.
Now, speaking of things that create a sensation or become a sensation, you remember a couple of years ago when Gangnam Style first came out? Man, that video went viral all over YouTube, and that was quite a sensation. Okay, so these things are sensational. They are sensations. Now, let's go to the last sentence here in this section. Next to it, a character is resting as if he had just painted it. Okay, so he's painted these lines, the lines bloomed into a huge flower, and this guy is resting as if he just painted it. Well, let's take a look at those words, as if. That means as he would be if.
Exactly. You know, Gabe, it looks like you look as if you had just woken up.
So you're saying I look tired. Well, Rebecca, you're acting as if you just saw a ghost.
Well, maybe it's because you look like a ghost.
Right. Okay, I'll take that. Right now, friends, it's time for us to learn something with Liz. She would like to take a closer look at something from the next section. So here we go.
Hi, friends. My name is Liz, and let's go ahead and take a closer look at today's sentences. And there are two of them. People look at an oil painting and admire the use of brushstrokes to convey meaning. People look at a graffiti painting and admire the use of a drain pipe. Notice how in both sentences there's this phrase, the use of something. It's a formal way of talking about the act of using something. Of course, going back to today's sentences, you can say people admire how the brushstrokes were used to convey meaning, or people admire how a drain pipe is used. But for today, let's practice using this phrase instead. If you want to announce in a formal way that people cannot use their laptops and cell phones while they're on the plane, you can say, during the flight, the use of laptops and cell phones is not allowed. Or we can use this phrase to talk about how something can be done when you have certain things, like the magician showed us how simple tricks can be done with the use of two rubber bands. And that's all the time we have for today. I'll see you next time.
Well, hey, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. So yesterday, I tried drawing a hamburger with my eyes closed. I think the hamburger looked pretty good, but Rebecca didn't think so. So I thought I should give myself a second chance. This time I am going to draw the hamburger with my eyes open, and that's what I am in the middle of doing. Huh. I wonder if this is the type of art that Banksy likes to draw. Hamburgers. Yeah, probably not. He does a lot better job than I do. Well, let's continue with our reading to find out what Banksy has to say about his artwork. Ooh.
Banksy and street art. Banksy comments, people look at an oil painting and admire the use of brushstrokes to convey meaning. People look at a graffiti painting and admire the use of a drain pipe. During the 2012 Olympics, he used a wall to show an athlete being launched through the air over a real fence. About 7 meters below sits an old bed made from garbage where the athlete can land safely. Many cities have featured his trademark animals on signs. Apes, rats, and mice seem to be some of his favorite animals to paint.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 brush stroke 这个名词。brush 是指笔刷 ,stroke 是指一画。所以 brush stroke 是指绘画或书法的笔画或笔触。例如 ,from the heavy brush strokes used in this painting, you can feel the artist's anger and despair. 从这位艺术家画中沉重的笔触中你可以感受到他的愤怒跟绝望。或者是 the painter is famous for his vigorous brush strokes.这位画家以强劲的笔触而闻名。所以我们看的是 convey 这个动词。convey 是指表达或者是传达。例如 the poet conveyed his admiration for his wife through his poems。这位诗人透过他的诗表达了对妻子的爱慕。或者是 in my card I tried to convey how grateful I was for my parents' support and trust。我试着在卡片中传达对父母的支持与信任的感激之情。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, continuing with our lesson, if we go down a couple of lines, we read, during the 2012 Olympics, he used a wall to show an athlete being launched through the air over a real fence. Now, this is a great phrase that we want to talk about, through the air. If something goes through the air, that means that it's actually going through the air.
Well, yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Yay.
I mean, for example, when I was in school, we would often make paper airplanes and fly them through the air. Oh, and I have this soccer ball here. I'm going to toss this soccer ball through the air to Rebecca. Are you ready, Rebecca?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, here, catch it. Very nice.
That was a great catch.
Yeah.
And a pretty good throw.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what else our lesson has to say. A bird can glide through the air without moving its wings. Gabe,
Rebecca,
you didn't catch it.
Did you throw that ball at my head on purpose?
Well, no. I mean, of course.
Just tell me, no. Did you mean to throw the ball at my head?
No, I just wanted to fly the ball through the air, and your head got in the way.
Right. Well, we need to continue learning something with the guys in the info cloud. They have something they would like to teach us about fences.
Hello, friends. Do you ever sit on a fence? If you do, be careful because you just might hurt yourself.
Now, Ken is talking about a real fence, but if you sit on a fence figuratively, that's something else. It means not taking sides in a dispute or not being able to decide between two choices.
Okay, here's an example. An election is coming up, and you can't decide who to vote for. You're sitting on the fence.
So you're likely torn between two choices. You can also describe the situation as being on the fence. He's still on the fence about who to vote for.
Sitting on the fence can also mean being neutral about a particular issue. When two of your friends argue with each other, it's probably best to just sit on the fence and not side with either of them.
Good idea. So a fence sitter is non-committal. Now, if you've been sitting on the fence for a long time, maybe it's time to take a stand.
Ah, good one. Taking a stand means the opposite of sitting on the fence. When you take a stand, you're committed to something or taking a position on something.
And you're letting the whole world know. So it often takes courage to take a stand.
我们今天来学两个实用的片语，一个是Sit on the fence. Fence 是篱笆。Sit on the fence 字面上是坐在篱笆上，但是当作一个惯用语就表示犹豫不决或者持观望的态度。我们也可以把 sit 拿掉，直接用 be 动词。He is still on the fence about who to vote for. 他还拿不定主意，不知道要投票给谁。Sit on the fence 也可以表示没有采取立场，保持中立，也就是所谓的骑墙派、墙头草。当你坐在篱笆上坐了一段时间，也许就该 take a stand， 这是另外一个惯用语，表示表明态度，宣布对某件事的立场。 Take a stand 是一种坚决的态度，而 sit on the fence 往往是懦弱的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, we continue here. About 7 meters below sits an old bed made from garbage. Interesting. Where the athlete can land safely. Okay, so this is all part of this painting, this graffiti art or this street art. And this athlete is going to land safely. Let's talk about that word land. What does that mean?
Well, to land safely in the garbage. Well, that means that you safely, I know I thought that was pretty funny too.
Yeah.
Landing in the garbage. Well, you know, just like airplanes, they have to land on a runway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they obviously want to land safely. Well, that's exactly what's happening with this athlete. He soars through the air or he flies through the air. And then he lands gently on the garbage.
Okay, so you want to land safely. Some people don't land safely. Many gymnasts, in order to become professional, they have to make many mistakes, right? Sometimes they injure themselves. Sometimes they land improperly, and they might hurt themselves. course, you want to land safely. And if you're throwing a soccer ball at Gabe's head, you want it to land on his head, right? Not on his shoulder. You don't want it to go through the air over his head. You want it to land on his head. Is that right,
Gabe,
Rebecca?
Gabe, talking about your head got in the way. I was just trying to throw the ball through the air.
Yeah.
It's not my fault your head
was right there. Good. Okay, we need to continue talking about something else from this next sentence here. Many cities have featured his trademark animals on signs. Well, let's talk about that little word, feature. Okay, sometimes this is a noun, like some of the features here at Studio Classroom are pretty fun to watch. The information cloud, the closer look. But here it's used as a verb.
Exactly. Here it means to give special attention to or put something on display. Mm-hmm. So, of course, in our lesson, we're talking about some of the animals. Animals were put on signs such as apes, rats, and mice. However, there are other ways we can use this word as well. For example, my classmate was featured in her newspaper at school.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
All right. Well, you can feature other things. You know, there's a new piece of technology coming out that features a screen that is displayed on your wrist. It looks like a little wristband, and it displays a screen on your wrist. I'm looking forward to learning about that. But right now, it's time for us to review today's lesson in the editor's summary.
Banksy's art is a comment on society, but his popularity is likely due to his clever style. Messages from street artists not only include the paint, but also what's around the neighborhood. For example, one of Banksy's pieces shows yellow road stripes going up a building and blooming into a huge flower. Next to it rests a guy that looks as if he had just painted it. Banksy says that people look at an oil painting and admire the use of brush strokes to convey meaning. People look at a graffiti painting and admire the use of a drain pipe. In England, during the 2012 Olympics, Banksy used a wall to paint an athlete being launched through the air over a real fence with an old bed made from garbage for the athlete to land safely about 7 meters below. But his trademark is animals on signs, which many cities feature. Some of his favorite animals seem to be apes, rats, and mice. Remember, it's street art.
You know, I like both of my hamburgers. I don't know why Rebecca doesn't like this hamburger. This one looks like Picasso, and this one looks like Leonardo da Vinci.
Wow, Gabe, this is your artwork?
Yeah.
Wait, which one did you draw with your eyes closed? They both look pretty good.
Where is that soccer ball? Someone needs to throw a soccer ball at Rebecca's head. Friends, thank you for joining us here today, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
I wanted that. I like that ball.
That was nice.